Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to this week's Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jessica Larson, and I'm here with my co-host, Olivia Merrill. Today, we are going to be doing a special edition in honor of Halloween on Monday and talking about the hauntings of different buildings on St. Bonaventure University's campus. We have two guests with us today, Jill Flanagan from Alumni Services and Father Dominic Monti, who is a friar here on campus. Olivia, do you want to give a little background on different buildings on campus that are haunted or different stories?
Yes, of course. So most universities are thought of in terms of people on their campuses or the classes and activities that they offer. But St. Bonaventure is home to all these things and is also home to a variety of stories that are generated by people on campus and its history. So there are believed to be ghosts and spirits lurking on buildings, and there's a bunch of mysteries around and so many questions about it. And I recall, at least when I was a freshman, the first thing they told me about was that Dev Hall was haunted. And one of the activities we did during orientation was to go and listen to some of the ghost stories. So I've known about this since as long as I've gone here personally, and I've read about a lot of it on the SBU archives, and it says that a lot of these stories provide amusement, but it makes it kind of like, it gives character to the university, and it gives us kind of something unique. And I've also seen multiple times on BuzzFeed and different websites on Facebook saying how St. Bonaventure is one of the most haunted campuses in the U.S., and a couple of the buildings here that are supposedly haunted are De La Roche Hall, Devereux Hall, which is a residence hall, which I just talked about. And then there's a couple of just stories going around. But I wanted to direct a question towards Joe Flanagan because I know that he's an alumni here. Joe, have you ever experienced anything strange on campus, or do you believe that there's any truth behind some of these ghost stories?
I would say I have not. I have not experienced any hauntings or ghosts on campus, although a number of my colleagues who have said over in Francis Hall that they've had mysterious things, but I've never experienced that. And a matter of fact, I was a student back in the early 70s. I don't remember anyone talking about ghosts or hauntings. So, again, I'd say relatively new. I'd say in the last 30 or 40 years, these stories have kind of grown larger.
Yes, I agree with that because I think that once a story comes up, people kind of just take it and run with it, mm-hmm. and they kind of just build over time. But I know that you said that you were a little bit skeptical of it. And also, yeah, Francis Hall is one of the halls that I forgot to mention that's also had a lot of ghost stories behind it. Father Dominic, have you ever experienced anything on campus? Any haunted activity?
No, I haven't. Myself, I've heard some of the more recent stories, but I very much agree with what Joe said. It seems that over the years, these stories have gotten bigger. Actually, I was a student at the time of the famous Fifth Dev incident of the, quote, Black Mass, and that happened when I was a student. It was all very suspicious at the time. All we knew is that some students were expelled. And everything that went on, you know, there was different rumors. Father Alphonsus Trebold, who was here on the faculty for over 40 years, and in fact, maybe we could talk about him because he had a course that he taught on theology and the paranormal. And the students used to call his course Spooks because he talked about this. And Father Alphonsus actually was officially licensed by the Catholic Church to be an exorcist. So he was the person that was very much, as a scholarly research, very much into this area. And Father Alphonsus said, you know, would talk about us, and it was uncertain what they were trying to do. They were trying to conjure up some kind of spirit, these students on Fifth Devereux, but someone interrupted them, and then apparently one of the students himself was very upset about it afterwards. But That incident took place when I'm in the early. I go back a decade before Joe, so I was here in the '60s, and when that took place in Devereaux. But I've never experienced anything myself.
One of the endearing stories of Fifth Dev, I mean, as Father Dominic said, happened in the '60s. Yet the story really continues to live on right up till today, which is kind of interesting because, you know, most stories kind of come and go, and this one has had a life of its own. But when I was a student, the room where supposedly the Black Mass took place on Fifth Dev was above the what they call the chapel wing, above the theater on Fifth Dev. When I came back to work here the late 70s, where the Mass, Black Mass, took place had moved to the side of the Fifth Dev facing the Hickey. So, I mean, what they call a traveling story, the story's there, but the details always kind of get filled
in.
Yeah,
it was on the East Wing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
But as Joe said, when the stories, they get embroidered, and it all depends who's telling the story, and somebody's version becomes to be the version that's accepted by most people or the one that's most prominent, and then that becomes the truth, you know. And but I have heard a couple of people on the staff now over in Francis have experienced odd things.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's hard for me because that was my first assignment, and you know, and I was stationed over there when the place was full, when it was the seminary, Christ the King Seminary, in the early '70s. So it's hard to think of the place is haunted. You know, I mean,
yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah,
it's
one other thing. I remember I could go back to Fifth Dev, and I suppose we could move on. But the room where the Black Mass took place, they said that room is locked. It's never been open again. And when I came back in the '70s as a resident hall director, the room was unlocked. It was full of old porcelain sinks.
I also, for Halloween this year, I guess that they're giving tours of Fifth Dev. So I feel like that's pretty interesting because students are so curious about it. And that's the running rumor is that they hear people running around on Fifth Dev from the fourth floor because now no one wants to live on Fourth Dev because there's that story about Fifth Dev, so they feel like they can hear footsteps upstairs and all types of crazy stories that all stem from that Black Mass. And that was what I was going to ask you about, Father Dominic, was about Father Alphonsus, because I know he was a huge figure for all the hauntings on St. Bonaventure's campus and his class. I've heard so much about it, and I'm very interested in that, and I think it's really cool that he was so into the spirits, and I've talked to Ann and Richley about him and heard how he walks around campus and would kind of talk to himself, and there was always spirits around him, apparently, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, well, some of that, I mean, some of that has become embroidered over the years too, you know. I mean, because he was actually very normal. I mean, it was a kind of a very well. Joe remembers him certainly very well too. But he just died a number of years ago. But he was very quiet, kind of a meek, mild person. When he would actually walk around, actually, like in the winter, you know, you'd see him with his jacket and a fur cap and stuff, and he walked around. But he was out with his rifle shooting woodchucks. he used to stroll around the campus and then go down. I'm trying to describe that road that goes, I guess it's called Clare Road, that goes over to the gardens and Francis Hall and townhouses. There, if you go into the woods there, there's kind of paths that are kind of elevated because in the old days there was these oil areas where the oil gathered and so on and so forth. But he would walk down there and shoot critters of various kinds. But he was actually a very quiet person. Now, about talking to himself, I don't know. But
you know, one of the things that he would say, he'd given a couple of talks to alumni, and he said a lot of what we see as hauntings or ghosts are actually very, you know, just very normal things that people tend to embellish. And also, you know, as far as even he was an exorcist, he would get calls, and Father Damon could know this, all the time. You know, the middle of the night, he was always called upon as an expert to try to explain things. And he said most things could be explained as normal, which was kind of interesting. But I think, again, especially this time of year, we tend to want to, again, embellish but he would say, no, that's not the way it really is. And Father Damick, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts about having lived with
him. Yeah, I think a phrase that that I remember Alphonsus calling himself something like a skeptical believer, in the sense that he did believe that there were such instances of hauntings and of course demonic possession and this kind of thing. But he said 90% of them are not true. There's some other explanation. So that's what he meant by, I think, a believing skeptic, that he did believe, you know, theoretically, and had experienced these instances, but he wanted to be, you had to prove it to him that there was not some other explanation for it. But there was a famous haunted house up in Hinsdale that he was actually called in by the Diocese of Buffalo to investigate, and apparently that he went up and did his exorcism, and then the trouble up there that the family had ended. But they really, very strange things did happen up. I can't, you know, remember all the details, but there were very documented things, that odd behavior that terrified this family that lived in this house. And he was called up. He would always play down that, quote, black mass thing. He said they tried to do something, but they didn't have the things that you needed for a real black mass. They stole unconsecrated hosts, and you're supposed to have consecrated hosts. So they know it would have required them to break in the tabernacle and so on and so forth. They didn't do that. They took unconsecrated hosts and had some books, apparently, to call down evil spirits and so on, but it never went off. This ceremony never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I know the other, again, back to Father Alphonsus, who was such a powerful figure on campus here, but he would downplay not only, he wouldn't give you details of an exorcism that he performed or an investigation. He was very, kept it very confidential, I think, just because to protect the families involved in that. But he would not get into the what I call the details that all of us wanted to hear about. And it was always kind of interesting to try to draw him out, and he just never took the bait.
Yeah. You probably heard the story about Father Alphonsus. He used to, this course he taught, which they called Spooks, Theology in the Paranormal, he kept the first row of seats vacant for any spirits who wanted to walk in.
Yeah, Anne told me that, actually.
You know, it's interesting, looking at the, you know, go back to the Bible, when you look in the Gospels, where some of the apostles thought, they said they saw, I guess, Jesus walk in the water, they said it's a ghost. So, I mean, you go back to, you know, ancient times, ghosts and spirits were something that people were certainly aware of or concerned about. Mm-hmm. They've been with us a long time.
We've talked a lot about Deborah Hall, the Black Mass, Francis Hall. I'm just curious to the both of you. De La Roche Hall is another one of our buildings on campus that is supposedly haunted, and it's now the computer science building. And the story says that there was a fire that took place on the third floor of the building, and there was a student working in there late at night on a paper, and supposedly the fire killed a student. And now everybody is asked if they see the green light in De La Roche, and that's supposedly the ghost of the student, either in there still trying to finish his paper, or he finished his paper and is looking for the remains of it. And I'm just curious to you, Father Dominic, if you would like to speak first. Have you ever seen the green light in De La Roche? Your thoughts on this story and what you think about it?
Well, I mean, of course, I'm not over at this end of the campus at night, generally, so I never have seen anything. It's interesting that they would think that somebody was studying in De La Roche. I don't get that. I mean, De La Roche, in its previous incarnation, before the fire of 1931, that they had the big fire that destroyed the old building, original building, but then the next year there was a fire in De La Roche. At that time it was called Lynch Hall. And actually, the upper floors of De La Roche used to be a student dormitory before Devereaux. And so maybe there was something about students from that era. I don't know. But I never seen a green light. But I don't know anybody else has. But again, I'm not over on this side of the campus at night. So I just wouldn't be familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm. Joe, are you familiar with the green light in De La Roche, or any idea about that story?
No, I never heard that story either. And again, as Father Dominic said, that building had caught on fire, and it used to be a big steeple on the top of it that it burned when it burned down. But it was way long ago. But I don't ever remember hearing that story at all.
There was also a story about Willie Cooper that I was wondering if either of you had heard about. That was another Dev legend, too. He was a World War II veteran, and it said that Willie visits the building and walks around, and there was a memorial outside of Dev that used to be there, and it's said that the memorial was old and had kind of weathered, but that the name on the memorial had always stood out. And I don't know if you guys had ever heard of that legend, but it was just another kind of Dev either myth or I'm not sure.
I think I kind of remember the memorial used to be around Devereaux Hall. There used to be like a fountain in the middle of Devereaux Hall courtyard, too. I'm trying to visualize the way it was, but I do remember some kind of memorial at that end of the campus, but I don't know whatever happened to that memorial or where it went or was moved. I mean, we have that war memorial now outside the Riley Center, but I don't know what happened to that the old memorial.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. It's funny because I do remember that story you mentioned about, and I don't know the name, but there were plaques, metal plaques affixed to the statue, to the memorial outside of Devereaux Hall. And his plaque was a different color or a different, it was not as weathered as the rest of them. And I don't know if that was, I don't know what the reason, it might have been it was added later, but I do remember students would take the plaque off and put it under their bed at night and sleep with it and then put it back. But I do remember that.
Oh,
story.
Really?
I remember telling me that again, it was kind of a flat metal memorial, and his plaque was different. And maybe that's all it was. It was different. It could have been, put in later, because we've added names to the Veterans Memorial in front of the Riley Center because we learned someone had died in the war that we didn't know originally. So their name's been added. So if a plaque was added at a different time, it would certainly maybe be from a different vendor, so it might have not weathered as much. But I know that story. I have heard that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting one.
This has been really great. Thank you, Joe and Father Dominic, for joining us today. And thanks, Olivia, for being my co-host. If there's no other spooky stories we'd like to share about Bonas, we'll be back next Friday at 10 a.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope everyone has happy Halloween and enjoys the weekend ahead.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for asking me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.